From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns will continue his series on Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This epistle sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll hear a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music.
Our text for this morning is found in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Jesus says, take freely. He wants no payment or preparation. He seeks no recommendation from our virtuous emotions. If you have no good feelings, if you be but willing, you are invited. Therefore come. You have no belief and no repentance. Come to Him, and He will give them to you. Come just as you are, and take freely, without money and without price. He gives Himself to needy ones. The drinking fountains at the corners of our streets are valuable institutions, and we can hardly imagine anyone so foolish as to feel for his purse when he stands before one of them, and to cry, I cannot drink because I have not £5 in my pocket. However poor the man is, there is the fountain, and just as he is, he may drink of it. Thirsty passengers, as they go by, whether they are dressed in fustian or in broadcloth, do not look for any warrant for drinking. Its being there is their warrant for taking its water freely. The liberality of some good friends has put the refreshing crystal there, and we take it and ask no questions. Perhaps the only persons who need go thirsty through the street where there is a drinking fountain are the fine ladies and gentlemen who are in their carriages. They are very thirsty, but cannot think of being so vulgar as to get out to drink. It would be mean them, they think, to drink at a common drinking fountain. So they ride by with parched lips. Oh, how many there are who are rich in their own good works, and cannot therefore come to Christ. I will not be saved, they say, in the same way as the harlot or the swearer. What, go to heaven in the same way as the chimney sweep? Is there no pathway to glory but the path which led the thief there? I will not be saved that way. Such proud boasters must remain without the living water. But whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely.
Amen.
Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little booklet, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the Epistle to the Colossians as he brings the final portion of a message called Wonderful Redemption. Our text is chapter 1 and verse 14, In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This is a redemption that brings us into union with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a federal union, uniting believers to Christ in the covenant of redemption. It is a vital or living union. Also, it is a mystical union, for in God's sight we are one with Christ. This union is total, involving the entire man. And of paramount importance is the truth that we are purchased by blood, the precious blood of Christ. In concluding his treatment of this subject, Dr. Cairns speaks of the expectation of our redemption. In the immediate sense, Christ has set us free to live holy lives. Ultimately, our redemption is for eternity. Christ has bought us to live with him forever. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
The Lord Jesus said, The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That ransom is the purchase price of our redemption. Let us understand this. Let us not be in any way mealy-mouthed about it. The religion of the Bible is a religion of blood. It is a religion based upon a blood atonement. The Bible knows nothing of God forgiving sins apart from the blood of the Lamb. The Bible knows nothing about the recovery of lost souls and their restoration into the inheritance of the saints in light apart from the blood of the Lamb. Liberals hate it. Unitarians deny it. Compromisers make little of it. Foolish evangelicals talk about the blood falling into the ground of Palestine and corrupting in the dirt beneath the cross. The Bible never speaks of the blood of Christ in such terms. It is precious blood. It's incorruptible blood. And in the terminology of the New Testament, that tells me the blood as well as the body partook of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9 makes it clear it is blood that is elevated back to glory. The blood on the mercy seat, I have my own opinion. Some disagree, and I'll not make it a point of orthodoxy. I believe the blood on the mercy seat of heaven is a spiritual description of the blood of Jesus Christ presented by Christ himself to God. Personally, I can see no reason from Scripture why the blood and the body of Christ are not eternally reunited. I don't see a picture of a bowl of blood outside of Christ. It's Christ with his blood. But I tell you this, throughout the Scriptures, our redemption is purchased by blood. I realize that blood and death may be interchangeable at certain times, but you should always remember a death that was not the blood-shedding death of the cross would not be worth a fig leaf when it would come to the saving of souls. Had Jesus died when they tried to throw him over the cliff at Nazareth, his death would have had no saving virtue or value. Had he died when they sought to take him again and again through his life, his death would have been maybe a heroic tragedy, but it would have had no saving virtue or value. Had Jesus died when Satan attacked him and forced the blood through the pores of his skin in the Garden of Gethsemane, his death would have had no saving value. It had to be the death of the cross. The blood shed in the atoning death of Calvary is precious, precious, precious blood. It's powerful blood in which is all the virtue of the life and righteousness and merit of the Son of God poured out before God, a satisfaction of divine wrath. The payment price to God's holy law to redeem us from our sin. You were not redeemed, says Peter, with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was in these last times manifested, for whom, for you who do by him believe in God, who raised him up and gave him glory. I want to tell you, my friend, redemption is in union with Christ's person, but redemption is on the merit and ground of the precious blood of Christ. The old hymn rightly therefore asks the question, have you been to Calvary for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? In heaven I read about the redeemed, and who are they? These are they who came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are the people who are singing, thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. What would your answer be to the hymn writer's question? Have you been to Calvary? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Redemption is by blood. This is the experience of redemption. I will finish with a brief mention of its expectation. As I said this morning and repeated a little tonight, it gives us a future. The word redemption carries implications for the immediate future and the remote future. There's an immediate expectation. Remember what Paul said to the Galatians in chapter 5, verse 13. We have been called unto liberty. And that's why at the beginning of that chapter he said, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. He's talking about a yoke of legalism there. He's talking about anything that removes you from the free grace of the gospel onto a footing of works righteousness. He's talking about anything that takes you away from the full revelation of redemption and justification and acceptance in Christ into a religion that is either all or a mixture of the works of man, either for the gaining of acceptance, the gaining of heaven, or the increase of that acceptance. He says, do not be entangled in the yoke of bondage. There's an application to the ceremonial law and all the Jewish customs. There's a whole segment of the Christian church, so-called evangelical, that would need to learn that. We have people here in Greenville and all through the states who are wanting to become Messianic Jews, even though they're Gentiles, wanting to introduce the Jew-Gentile thing back into the church. They've become more Jewish than Christian. This is folly. The immediate expectation to live in the liberty. What does that mean? You've been set free unto holiness. You've been set free to serve the Lord as His own redeemed. Therefore, in loving fidelity to Christ, live in the liberty that the blood has purchased for you. Do not live like you were still in bondage, and reject everything that would in any way drag you back into the bondage of false religion or the bondage of your former life. Now, I realize that's applying rather than exegeting what Paul says, but it's very important to apply it. See, it's very easy for you and me, who were never in Judaism, not to go back to Judaistic laws and legalism. But what about the life out of which God redeemed you? There are forces every day that would pull you back into it. And he's saying, you're called to liberty. You're called unto liberty. The immediate expectation is you live in it. And then the ultimate expectation, redemption is for eternity. And there we'll enjoy its fullness forever. Let me pile up three descriptions. You'll have to think them through. In Ephesians 1, he speaks of the redemption of the purchased possession. There is a possession that Christ has already purchased. And yet, the redemption, the full-orbed redemption, is yet future. Paul calls that in Ephesians 4 the day of redemption. And on that day, according to Romans 8:23, we will experience the adoption, the redemption of the body. What a huge, huge subject that is. But I want to tell you, just as your body, as much as your soul, is in union with Christ, your body, as much as your soul, will live for all eternity in the full, sinless enjoyment of all that Christ our Redeemer has purchased. Think of that. This old body causes a lot of trouble, aches and pains. It's the vehicle of sin. The big discussion is healing in the atonement. Pentecostalists and others in that camp who have notions about their powers of healing say, oh yes, it's in the atonement. Bible believers are very apt to react and say it's not in the atonement. Is healing in the atonement? Sure it is. Every blessing we possess is in and through the atonement. Let me ask you another question. Is resurrection in the atonement? Sure it is. When a Pentecostal pastor dies, does he get immediately resurrected? No. Why? Because the day of redemption for the body has not yet come. God can give you relief from suffering, gifts of His grace according to His will here and now, but that mighty, perfect healing that is in the atonement, just as that mighty, perfect glorification of the body that is in the atonement is yet future. And in the day of redemption, body and soul, we will be perfect, sinless. And in the everlasting and unbroken enjoyment of all that is included in the term redemption. We have redemption. Some of it now in possession, some of it in pledge for the future. But we have it. It's ours.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.